Congress still has a couple of months before a big deadline, but the way things work in Congress, that is not much time. A congressional supercommittee must agree on a plan to reduce deficits by more than $1 trillion. They have a deadline of Thanksgiving, and then the entire Congress must pass the plan by Christmas Eve. Should they fail, there will instead be automatic, huge, across-the-board spending cuts, or at least they're supposed to be. Now, one thing lawmakers could consider would be revamping the tax code in ways that would help to bring in more money over time. 25 years ago, another politically divided Congress approved the biggest tax code overhaul in the nation's history, but as NPR's David Wellner reports, a lot has changed since then.
The year was 1986. The scene was the South Lawn of the White House one sunny morning in late October.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Cabinet members, leading lawmakers, and a large crowd rose to applaud Ronald Wilson Reagan, there to sign into law the newly minted Tax Reform Act. Getting it passed had required a rare trip by the 40th president to Capitol Hill to browbeat fellow Republicans who'd earlier blocked the measure in the House.
I think all of us here today know what a Herculean effort it took to get this landmark bill to my desk.
That bill shifted a large part of the tax burden from individuals to corporations. It also exempted millions of low-income households from federal income taxes. Reagan called it a sweeping victory for fairness.
And vanishing loopholes and a minimum tax will mean that everybody and every corporation pay their fair share.
Bruce Bartlett is a former domestic policy advisor in the Reagan White House who's written The Benefit and the Burden, a new book on tax reform. Bartlett says fairness was the touchstone for the Tax Reform Act.
Keep in mind that one of the most important elements of that deal was that Ronald Reagan agreed to raise the capital gains tax rate from 20% to 28% because he felt he agreed with the Democrats that capital gains and ordinary income ought to be taxed the same at the same rate.
It took more than 2 years to produce that tax code overhaul. During that time, Reagan went on the road to plead his case for the plan. Here he is in 1985 at a high school in Atlanta, Georgia.
We're going to close the unproductive tax loopholes that have allowed some of the truly wealthy to avoid paying their fair share. In theory, some of those loopholes were understandable, but in practice, they sometimes made it possible for millionaires to pay nothing, but a bus driver was paying 10% of his salary, and that's crazy. It's time we stopped it.
Meanwhile, in Congress, Democrats and Republicans worked together to merge competing proposals for tax reform. Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont was there then. He says it was a different era.
We had a lot of grown-ups in both parties, people who actually wanted the government to work.
Another Senate Democrat, Budget Committee Chairman Kent Conrad, says for this divided Congress, it's a much heavier lift to agree on a sweeping deficit reduction plan.
Because the extremes on both sides are more extreme.
Democrats want more taxes to help close deficits. Republicans say no, not even for the wealthiest. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky is a darling of the Tea Party.
It is patently false, does not further the debate, to run around saying the rich are not paying their fair share.
President Obama, for his part, vows he'll veto any deficit reduction deal that asks nothing from the very wealthy.
We are not going to have a one-sided deal that hurts the folks who are most vulnerable.
The biggest difference between 1986 and now, says former Reagan White House advisor Bartlett, is that this time each side is focused on what it stands to lose.
The 86 Act was really a coming together of the liberal idea of getting rid of tax loopholes with the conservative idea of flattening the tax rates. And so each side had felt that they had something to gain by the effort.
Still, Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner says with the financial world keeping a close eye on Congress, a deficit reduction deal has got to be reached. And if it includes a big tax reform like the one a quarter century ago, so much the better.
The urgency is even greater now. You know, the politics may be tougher.
And the time is by far much shorter. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.